Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and, well, you better know by now, I'm barely Mexican. Oh, that was so aggressive. I'm so sorry. This is my third time recording this, and I'm honestly over it. I wanted to do this episode a lot sooner, but I just got better from being sick. It wasn't the Rona, I promise. It was just the cold or a flu or God punishing me for being fat. I don't know. But I'm better. I'm here. Thank God I'm alive. But today we're going to talk about my friends, bitches. And then I'm going to rank them and which ones are my favorite. Just kidding. No, I would never. I love you guys all equally. Well, as much as I could possibly love you. I'm emotionally retarded. So, I mean, y'all know. Y'all know the situation. And also just a disclaimer, like if your name isn't mentioned, don't think that we're not friends, or for one, maybe I probably just forgot, or for two, like I wasn't sure if you were comfortable me mentioning you on this podcast. And the people that I'm going to mention have either been on this podcast, have expressed wanting to be on the podcast, or have been mentioned on this podcast before. So there we go. So if you don't hear your name, then please don't hate me. I mean, or do. It's fine. Because everybody else, a lot of other people do. It's fine. So the reason I want to talk about my friends, let me tell you about my best friend, is because last week I was in Silver City and I had some time to explore because I was there for work. And so I had some time to explore. I was able to explore downtown, beautiful place. They have like a river walk. Well, they call it the Big Ditch. It's very pretty. And I don't know, if you're like me and like easily amused, you'll have a fun time. 10 out of 10. And so I had went to a little shop called Hidden Treasures, and there was a lady there, and I don't remember her name, and she gave me a card, and I lost the card because I literally purged my room of anything I thought was diseased. Well, the card wasn't diseased, but I might have thrown away in, like, because I was sick, so I did kind of, like, throw everything away. But she was super sweet, super nice, showed me around, showed me a bunch of, like, different, like, interesting little trinkets and stuff, and was like, oh, these rocks are this. And so if you're ever in Silver City, head on down to Hidden Treasures. And so she, so shout out, this isn't sponsored. Hopefully she doesn't hate me for doing this. For the five people that actually listen. So yeah, so she was just like, you seem like somebody who has like a great support system. She was like, I'm getting really good vibes from you. And I was just like, this lady's kind of weird. But okay. And then I was like, I stopped and thought, I was like, you know what? I do have a great support system. And I think that's something that we don't really, we kind of take for granted. Like, we don't really, it's easy to kind of forget, especially like when you're going through it and you're just like, you know, who am I? Why am I here? Nothing I does matters. Like, you know, I can't tell my left from my right. So it's very easy to just forget and thank the people that have always been there for you. So, yeah. So let's get started. So we'll talk about Marissa first. Hey, girl. If you, and I think I mentioned her in like, if not my very first episode, of like how we met, where she just like walked up to me and was like, are you gay? And I was just like, no. And it wasn't like, it wasn't a condescending, like it wasn't like out of like, ew, are you gay? No, it was more of a like curiosity. So like, no matter what the answer was, whether it was yes or no, I think like it would have, like the outcome would have been the same. She's one of my ride or dies, like one of my biggest hype men too, especially, oh my God, like I definitely probably shouldn't do certain things. And she's very like, woo, you bet. You like, I don't know. We just do dumb shit together and we get into a lot of trouble together and it was just a fun time. She did move to Albuquerque though. So miss a girl. But like when like we had just graduated out of high school, I had moved out of my mom's house, talked about that situation. And like she was kind of just always there for me, like especially like when I was just like down and out, like, I don't want to do anything today, I don't want to. She would like just show up at my house randomly with like a pizza. And she's like definitely the person who she's like, oh, I'm outside, and then like leave you waiting 5 minutes outside. And she hates waiting on you. And like I literally thought like I'm not coming out until I see your car. And I'd literally sit by like the kitchen window waiting for her car. She's like, I'm outside. And I'm like, I literally see that you're not. And she'd be like, I'm outside. And I'm like, no, you're not. I was like, stop texting and driving and just fucking get here. So yeah, so there's that. We've been through, and we've been friends since like freshman year of high school. So that was what, 2010, 2020, 10 years. Hey girl. Boom. And so, yeah, like we just hit it off and it was just kind of like one of those kindred spirits kind of things. Oh, I love it. Cause she's a bitch. Oh my God. I love it. And we're kind of, like, she's more quiet than I am. Like, when she's by herself, she's, like, usually more timid and, like, quiet or whatever. Like, she can't even tell people, like, and kind of half of the people I mentioned on the list are kind of like this, where they, like, can't even tell the waiter, like, their order's wrong. They'll just eat it. I am not like that. I mean, I'm not going to be a Karen and, like, ask to speak to your manager. But I'll be like, hey, yo, this isn't what I ordered. Can we fix it? And then they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, my bad. Like, I don't understand what they expect. Like, you know, as long as you're not rude about it, just be like, oh hey, I'm sorry, there was a mistake, you know. Like, I don't know, I don't understand people at all. Oh my God, my mouth is getting so fucking dry. Sorry. Yeah, but she was like, oh my God, and she's a bitch, and I love it. And like, and if you get her to be a bitch to you, like, you probably did something wrong. Like, she's the kind of person that usually just doesn't say anything until, like, she's had enough. You know, like, when we're together, we're both bitches. But like, oh my God, when she, like, goes off, I live for it. Like, I'm just like, yes. I'm just like, yes. But I'm always like that with people. Like, when people just are being bitches, I live for it. That's why I love trash reality TV. Because it's just like, when people are just bitches for no reason, I'm just like, yes. I don't know why. I don't know why I get enjoyment out of people, especially towards me. Like, my friends are such dicks to me sometimes, and I live for it. I don't know why. Like, Ryan, she's been on this podcast. We're so mean to each other. She's so mean to me. Like, literally. And I love it. I don't know. Maybe it's Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know. Maybe I have a lot going on. But, so, going back to Marissa, she's just always been super supportive, super sweet. We have gotten into a few fights. Now, I won't necessarily get into them because they're very petty. And looking back on them, they just, like, weren't worth it. Like, there was this period of time where, like, we didn't speak for, like, 6 months, if that. And honestly, I don't even remember why. Like, I don't remember the root cause of it. And apparently I was ignoring her. I think might have been the answer to that. But I think I was just so busy and she thought I was ignoring her. I don't know. So, like, and this was while she lived in town. Now she lives in Albuquerque. I don't know if I mentioned that. I probably mentioned that like 7 times already. God, I'm so bad. And so, yeah, so she's just like one of my biggest supporters, one of my biggest like hype men, if not like the. Yeah, because, like, all my other friends are like, hey, don't make dumb decisions. And, like, Marissa's like, woo, I believe in you. Be dumb. So shout out to Marissa. Love ya. Stay safe. Eat your vegetables. Boom. Oh, also tell Ron I said hi, which is her boyfriend, by the way. I lost my train of thought. I don't know why I'm thinking about mountains right now. But, yeah. Oh my God. Oh, friends. Okay. So, next friend I'm going to talk about, Cindy. Hey, girl. Love you. Well, hey, boo. I call her boo. Well, she gave herself the nickname. I don't know how it works. When I first got her number, that's how she put it in my phone, as like, because I just like, here, give me your number. And she's also been one of my biggest supporters, one of my, like, my ride or die. And all the people that I'm going to mention are my ride or die. I don't get it. I don't understand how I have these people who are willing to go so far for me, but they do. Granted, I wouldn't say that they would necessarily die for me, but I know they'd fuck some shit up for me. So that's kind of nice. Like, that's always nice. Like, pretty sure they'd, I mean, I wouldn't say they'd start a riot, but they'd make you cry. So that's heartwarming. And they're probably going to hear this and be so pissed. They're going to be like, of course. Someone texted me. I'm fancy. Just kidding. Like, this is the first text I've received. And so, I mean, it is at 10:41 on a Wednesday. Yeah, not much going on my phone. Anyways, so she has just been one of my best friends. We met through Ryan, which is another mutual friend, because I just decided to, like, latch onto that group for some reason. And was like, oh, well, I'm going to insert myself into y'all's life. Which is basically how I made all my friends, you guys, apparently. Like, even me and LeVay were talking about this, like, the other day. Well, Daniel, too. Well, me, LeVay, and Daniel were talking about this. Like, apparently, even when, like, we were younger, I was just like, oh, look, a group of friends. Here we are. Here I am. I'm going to be a part of your group. God. And they just accepted me, like, which is the crazier part. Like, they were just like, oh, here seems like, it's probably because I'm kind of funny. Like, they're just like, oh, here's this kind of funny person. He might, and then, like, once they actually get to move, they're like, how do we get rid of him? I'm kind of like herpes. I'll never leave. Just a gift that keeps on giving. I don't know why I talked like that. I kind of grossed myself out. Like, yeah. So, yeah, Cindy, like, oh my God, we would go on adventures together. Like, literally, we would literally, when I was living with my aunt, she would literally pick me up after she got off work, working at an urgent care. We would literally, and this was before she met her now husband, hey, Hurley. And she, like, we would just, like, drive. Like, we would just go for cruises. We would talk. We would catch up. We would talk about everything under the sun. We would talk about our goals, our dreams, like, what our favorite pizza was. I don't even know what her favorite pizza is. I'm pretty sure it's just pepperoni, but I might be getting my friends confused because I also know LeVay likes pepperoni and mushroom. So I'm pretty sure it's just pepperoni pizza for Cindy. And I used to know her order because when we went to Peter Piper, and I still get it, it was the, we would always get the 5-meat pizza at Peter Piper. And then we would also get, well, because she didn't like the works, and I fucking love the works. And now, ooh, Peter Piper sounds good. Anyways, stop getting off. I can't keep my mind on track. So, yeah, so we would, like, go out to eat all the time. Like, she was just there for, like, all of my big life events. She actually, and we actually started, like, talking because, like, so at this time, I had been in the group for a while. And in high school, like, we lived in Doniana. So I was still in the school district. No, I wasn't. I was in Mayfield District. But we still lived in, like, but my mom still wanted me to go to another. She was just like, all your friends are there. Like, ah. Which, honestly, it would have been fine. No, it wouldn't have. I would have cried so much. But I would have adapted. I would have made new friends. I would have met a lot of different people. What was I saying? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyways, so my mom, like, I would literally have to wait for my mom to get off. So school would end at, like, 3:30. My mom would get off at, like, 5 and then, like, have to drive all the way up the hill. And for you guys who are not from Las Cruces, it's a pretty long drive, like, maybe 15, 30 minutes, especially around that time with traffic. It's just the worst. So she wouldn't, like, usually get there until, like, 6. And so, like, I would have to wait for a very long time after school for my mom to come pick me up. And I was usually, like, the last kid there just sitting on a wall waiting for my mom to pick me up. So Cindy also lived in DA, but Cindy had her learner's permit, and so she knew how to drive. She had a car. So Cindy had just offered to give me rides home because she also lived in DA. So it wasn't that far. So we actually started talking, and that's how me and her became like we hit it off. We would talk. And apparently at first, when I first entered the group, she didn't like me, which is understandable because I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But like we just hit it off. And Cindy is like one of the most important people in my life. I think the ghost is acting up. I think I just heard. I don't know if my roommate came home. No, okay, it's the ghost. I've named the ghost. Oh, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I think my apartment's haunted. And that's friend number seven. And I've named it Jefferson. It's a sad ghost. And the reason I know it's a sad ghost is because my computer turned on one day out of nowhere and started playing 21 Pilots. Now, I'm already sad. So I wasn't too scared, but I have seen shit move in this apartment, and I have like seen like I don't know. You guys don't if I'm probably gonna end up in a mental hospital after this. But anyways, so yeah, ghosts are real, eat your vegetables. And I don't know like number to Ghostbusters. But he seems very nice, and he needs to learn how to pay rent because I'm getting tired of it. I don't understand why our electric bill is so high. But anyways, yeah, so no, Cindy's like one of my best friends. Oh my God, it's one of those things that like we're so close that like we literally can't spend 5 minutes without getting under each other. We're so good at getting under each other's skins. And it's mostly me getting underneath her skin because I'm just annoying. But usually, and that's just, I don't like, I'm telling you, I don't understand how I have friends. I don't think I could be friends with me. Like, if somebody, and I know for a fact that I can't be friends with me because people are just like, oh, this person's exactly like you. And I usually end up hating that fucking person. And not for the fact that people say that this person is just like me, because I mean, I'm already like, I already don't tell myself nice things in my head. So when somebody's like, oh, this person's just like me, I'm like, oh, what a fucking asshole. So this guy's an asshole too. I don't know. So if you ever want to introduce me to somebody and you want us to be friends, just don't tell them that we're exactly the same. Because then that'll already make me hate that person. Because I hate myself. And it's probably not even that person's fault. Like that person could be super sweet and super nice and everything. And it's like, oh, what a fucking asshole. So pretentious. But yeah, so Cindy is like, I don't know, Cindy has a just like we get under each other's skin. But she's just like my best friend. Like she literally like she knows me inside out, knows when I'm upset, knows like she just knows how to handle me, which is very difficult. Not a lot of my friends. Well, not that it, not a lot of my friends do, but a lot of people don't, I should say. So when I freak out or when I'm going off the end, like when I'm spiraling, I'm like, I'm spiraling. And Cindy's just like, you're fine. Open your eyes. You're not spiraling. Like you're not drowning. Just stand up. So she kind of just lets me rant and rave. And then she's like, let's go get something to eat. And then I'm like, okay. And then she's like, and then she'll give me advice. And then you're like, oh, and then I usually don't take it, not because Cindy's a bad advice taker, but I just don't take people's advice because I'm the kind of person where I just do what I want to do and then blame other people for my problems. I said it. I know I'm an issue. I need a therapist. So yeah, so shout out to Cindy. I miss her. She's in El Paso, married, about to pop out a baby. Trying to convince her to name it either after me or Megatron. She said no to both of those ideas, and I'm offended. I mean, to be fair, on this podcast, I have talked about where I don't really like my name. But still, I think I'm a pretty important person in her life. I was going to say something again, but oh my God, that would have ruined the friendship. Well, I don't even think she listens to the podcast, anyways. But oh my God, no, I better not. Cause, oh my God, that was, oh God, I'm such an asshole. Anyways, okay, so yeah, I love you, Cindy. I was gonna say you're my favorite. Oh my God, I remember. So Cindy and Ryan, so we have become a trio. Well, not really. Like we still talk to the group, but the group just doesn't get together, which is kind of sad. But we all live different lives now. R.I.P. Hey, homies. And so we have different lives and. Like, so I remember one time we went out partying, me, Cindy, Ryan, we were all drinking. Oh, I got shit faced so fast. And this was like, I think this was still when I was learning how to drink. That sounds so dumb. Like, how do you learn how to drink? Well, this is before, I mean, not that, I'm not going to say I can, because I still can't handle my alcohol, but it took less alcohol to get me drunk. And so, like, I love tequila. I love margaritas. I love whiskey. Rum, I have now learned, is not my friend. So anyways, we had gotten drunk, and, like, I got drunk, and I was in the back of their car. We were getting Whataburger, because that's just what you do when you're drunk, and it's 2 a.m. Cindy was sober, because she was the responsible one. The bad influence, but the responsible one. And so I was drunk off my ass, and, like, literally, I was just like, Cindy, you are my favorite. And then, like, 2 seconds later, Ryan. And, like, I guess apparently I told them, like, not to tell the other one. And then Cindy literally tucked me in that night. I remember that because I was asleep on Ryan's mom's couch. It's, like, Cindy literally, like, tucked me in. And I've never, I don't mean, not that I can remember, up to that point, had never been tucked in my life. And she literally just tucked me in, gave me a kiss on the forehead, and she was just like, you're an idiot, and, like, left. So, yeah, shout out to Cindy. You a real one. I love you. Even though we don't always see eye to eye on everything. Oh my God, we know how to piss each other off so quickly. And she's just so sassy too. Like, all of my friends are sassy. Like, I can't hang out with non-sassy people because I'm sassy. And I love it when my friends are mean. Oh my God, I love it when my friends are just rude. Especially to me. It's a real problem. Like, even Ryan, she's, like, the meanest to me. Like, Ryan's super sweet. Like, I've never seen her be rude to, like, anyone, like, especially strangers or anything. Like, she's not mean, you know? She's not just going to be like, ugh. Which is weird. But then, like, with I do something and Ryan's like, oh, my God, you fucking fat imbecile. And I love it. Because I don't think she actually means it, and I can't take them seriously. Like, I don't know. Just, it is what it is. Like, if I'm not making fun of you, then I probably don't like you. So if I'm being really nice to you, I'm probably being fake as fuck, and I'm probably using my customer service voice. These are just the facts. Just kidding. No, it's probably not the facts, and I probably really do like you, and I probably just, like, I don't need to scare this person away. And this is why I'm single, because I'm a lot to handle, and I don't know how my friends do it, but they do it. They brave the storm, man. They really do. So shout out to Cindy. I love you. Please name your baby after me. Please. Next friend. I was going to say number three, but I'm not ranking them because I don't know how I would rank them. Like, in, like, who's the funniest or who's my, like, in, I don't think I have a favorite friend. Is that bad? Like, my friends are going to listen to this for sure. And then they're going to hate me for saying that. Like, they're like, I know, like, they're all going to, like, gang up on me individually and then, like, force me to say that they're my favorite. So if I go missing, it's because I didn't say it. So yeah, so friend number three is going to be my roommate, LaVey Torres. Love her. She was on our, this was on an episode where we had awkward sex stories. We're still waiting to do a part two on that. So, yeah. I don't know. They kind of chickened out. I don't think we'll ever do a part two. Which is fun because I don't even have that many sex stories. Like, literally all of those sex stories was, that was it, guys. That was it. Wham. But, yeah, no. She's another, like, we met in elementary school. And she's another ride or die. We don't always see eye to eye. Oh, that right. I'm going to become a rapper, y'all. But she's another ride or die, and I love her to death. But we get into disagreements, and then we get over it, and I love it. Like, we're just like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. Like, why? And mostly because I just forget. And two, like, I'm just like, I just hate it because I go for the jugular. And I don't know if I mentioned this, like, when I was sick, I did. Um, I don't know if I mentioned this. Did I mention this where I was sick and I went off? Okay, so I was sick this weekend, right? Like I had previously mentioned. I was sick this weekend and I apologized for this. And I'm still I'm not still apologizing. I said what I said. It wasn't right, but I said what I said. Just kidding. That's not, oh my God. See, I don't know. I'm talking and I'm just like, I don't understand how these people are still in my life. And I was sick and I kind of went off on the Van Daniel. Did they deserve it? No. But I was in pain and I wasn't feeling well. And sick me was just being honest. And God, I'm the fucking worst. Like, I feel so bad. Like, I was like, they were just trying to help. And that's all they ever done is just help me and support me and just been like, hey, maybe don't do dumb shit sometimes, okay? Get your shit together. So yeah, they but one of my biggest supporters, one of my biggest literally where I'm just freaking out and I don't know what to do. And she's always just okay, calm down, let's go get some pizza. Yeah, that's just how to solve all of my issues is just pizza. Just ignore them and get pizza. But such a big heart too. Literally will go out of bend over backwards for you. Such a sweetheart. But such a bitch. And I love her. I love it. I live for it. She's gonna be I'm not a bitch. And I'm gonna be you're the bitchiest one out of all of us. And I live for it. I live for it. Except for sometimes when it's a little unwarranted and I'm just okay. I'm just trying to help. No, but I love her. She I live with her, so I would have just done what I did last time with my other roommates. I would have just left before rent was due. yeah, I did that once. Don't test me. Literally the day before. Literally rent was the first was coming up and I literally moved out the 31st. I was like, peace out, y'all. It was Gabriel's birthday. 30th? Because it was in November. I don't know. Anyways, but we're roommates. She's always looking out for me. Always oh, hey, I got, she'll go out her way and be like, oh, I also got you this. Or I went, so she always making sure that we're taken care of, especially because I'm a fucking idiot and just don't think of things ahead. Also, she cooks because I don't cook. So thanks for feeding me. Though I'm pretty sure you have tried to kill me sometimes because she makes enchiladas that are so fucking hot that I'm pretty sure my throat bleeds. Yeah. So no, but she's always been literally we had gone years without speaking to each other until we ran into each other at Tequila Fest. Well, not last year, 2 years ago. I don't know when, but it was a while. I lost my train. Oh, yeah. So we ran into each other at Tequila Fest. And, we always just, every time I saw LaVey, out in bars or whatever, we'd always just pick up where we left off. It was never, we never really had a falling out. We just went our separate ways. And so we always just, I was, always just excited to see her and vice versa. We were just oh, my God. And at Tequila Fest, it was very, we were just, she was shit-faced. I was trying to get shit-faced. That tequila was very warm. They did not have no cold tequila. I like my alcohol cold. I can't drink warm alcohol or I will die. And that's just a fact. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break real quick because it's counting down at me right now and I'm offended. But give me 1 second. Hello, thank you for holding on to that break. Now for you, maybe a couple seconds has passed. Literally several days has passed since I started recording because I just got so blindsided and distracted by everything else. But anyways, I'm back, and I believe the last thing I was talking about was my friend LaVey. She's also my roommate. Love her. And I think we were just talking about how we were just able to pick up where we basically left off every time we saw each other. Like, we would literally go years without seeing each other, and it was never awkward. Like, there was never this awkward pause. There was never this, like, you know, like, when I see other people where it's awkward, and I just, like, pretend, like, usually, God, I'm such a bad person, because, like, if I recognize somebody, I just won't say hi unless they say hi to me. And it's not necessarily a pride thing. It's more of a nervous thing, more of a, like, what if they don't even like me kind of thing. Like, it's more of a, this person probably really hates me and we're not as close as I thought we were. Because that's definitely happened to me before, where I've literally, like, had seen somebody and then I was, like, thrown off by it, and then it was just awkward. And with LaVey, like, that was just never an issue. Like, she was always just super excited. Except for one time where she did ignore me at a bar, which is fine. We're over it. We're still friends. But I just had to throw that in there to make her feel bad. And this is how I die. Now we move on to Daniel, which is LaVey's boyfriend, my cousin, Daniel. And we all grew up together, and we were just in a friend group or whatever. And then, like recently we just, like, reconnected, like, maybe last year. And he's just, like, oh my God, he's such a good, like, just a generally good person. He, like, literally will think, like, I don't know, my friends, and I think I've said this earlier, is, like, my friends all have, like, certain aspects that I aspire to have. And he always just thinks of others first, which is nice. He's definitely a grade A asshole. Love it. Live for it. Especially when he's like, oh my God, he's so sassy. Like, he's such a smart ass. Oh my God, it's the worst. And I hate it, but I live for it. It's hilarious. Especially when he's doing it to somebody else. Oh my, especially LaVey. Oh my God. That shit will crack me the fuck up. But for the most part, he's very, like, thoughtful and very considerate, which I am not. Like, if you come over to my house, I probably won't even offer you a glass of water. Not because I'm being rude and I don't want you to think, like, drink anything, but, like, because I was raised by wolves and I have no social skills. So there's that. And he's just, like, an all-around, like, oh, and he's so funny. Like, you know how funny he is? He's, like, he's, like, the good-looking one in the family, and then, like, out of the two, and then, like, he also is funny. So it's just, like, fuck, dude, like, can't you just have one or the other, you know? Like, why you gotta have it all, buddy? Leave some room for the rest of us. But just 10 out of 10. God, I sound like such a fangirl. Like, I'm like, oh my God. No, but he's just such a good guy. Like, oh my God. And he's that, like, I would definitely take a bullet for him. Maybe 10. Because if that person has a gun, they more than likely have more than one bullet in that chamber. So, I don't know. I'd take a bullet for him. I don't know if he would do the same. I wouldn't want to say I wouldn't know if he would do the same, because I feel like he would. But at the same time, like, it would definitely be one of the things where he'd be like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this kind of thing. And then he'd just hold that against me for, like, the rest of my life. So, like, every time he needed something, he'd be like, remember that one time I took a bullet for you? He's very petty. It's hilarious. That shit's genetic. Like, he's my second cousin. So, like, the similarities apparently between us are very strong. I don't necessarily see them, because I like to think I'm my own individual and I'm unique. Just kidding. I'm so basic. The most basic. Literally, I'm the most basic one of my friend group. It's so sad. Well, I don't know. Marissa's pretty basic, so that's kind of nice. Love you, Marissa. So there's that. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I think I would like to say I take a bullet for all of my friends, but sometimes my friends piss me off. So, and Daniel doesn't never really, I don't know. I can never really get mad at Daniel. Not that, I don't know why. I don't know what it is about Daniel that I can never just stay mad at Daniel. But then I don't think he's ever done anything, like, intentionally to hurt me. Not that my friends have actually done this. I mean, people just make mistakes and they're humans or whatever, and I've definitely gone through some shit with my friends. But, like, with Daniel, that's just never happened. Like, he's kind of like, just doesn't do anything, which I love, which is great. Keep up the good work. So now I don't even know who I've mentioned. because, like I said, several days have passed. So I know I've mentioned Marissa. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned Cindy. LaVey. Daniel. I also have another friend, Estevan. He's one of my biggest supporters. Which is crazy because, like, he was always just there. And especially, before he started a family, but, like, he would drop me off. Like, he would pick me up for prayer because I was really religious in high school, and I would go to prayer before I would go to school. That's how religious I was. And I would pray that God smite me. So I wouldn't have to go to school. Didn't work. So where's your God now? Just kidding. Oh my God, I'm going to get smite recording this. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, no, he would pick me up for prayer, drop me off at school, and then yell out the window, watch out for the hoochies every time he dropped me off. And one time I thought I was quick. I was like, ooh, I was like, I'm faster than you. Ha ha. And then I slammed the door. This fool decides to pull over, roll down the, get out of the truck. He was in a blazer, I think. And then just shout it from the freaking rooftops. He was just like, watch out for the hoochies. Literally everybody turned. Everybody. And then there was a girl in my piano class who was like, what was that guy telling you about? And I was just like, oh, I was like, it's a church thing. And then she's like, ew, you're one of those people. And like walked off. And I was just like, well, I mean, he, yeah. So that's just the story of my life. No one ever respecting the decisions I make. But yeah, and he was just always there, like, especially even after high school, like I turned 18, he was just always there for me. Literally owe that guy my life, probably. I'm pretty sure I would have starved to death if it wasn't for that kid. Just always there, like, always getting into shenanigans too. Always getting me into trouble, jerk. Like, I remember he would, like, hit me, and then I hit him back, but Pastor would only see me hitting him. And then he'd be like, oh, mess him up, this day one. I'm like, I'm not the aggressive person. Like, I am never the – okay, guys, in the history of my life, I have never been the aggressor, okay? My friends Daniel and LaVey make fun of me for apparently beating up a little kid from Nepal. And I was like, okay, but I wasn't the aggressor, okay? All the little kids decided to pick on the fat, chubby kid with the big head, and – I had anger issues, so of course I was going to fight back. I was like, I'd catch it, like, everybody could catch these hands. They didn't care gender, race, sex, like, well, gender, race, gender and sex are the same thing, I think. I didn't go to college, I don't know. Obviously, I didn't spend too much time in school because I was fighting all the time. But yeah, they're like, oh, well, you beat up Utsav. I don't know. Hopefully he's not listening to this. But I was just like, I didn't pick on it. Like, I was like, I didn't go start the fight. Everyone came to me. And, like, I just have been to let my crazy loose. I've also been told I'm very intimidating when I'm angry. And I love that my friends don't necessarily... My friends get more annoyed when I'm angry. Like, they don't get intimidated like everybody else. Everybody else is like, oh, my God, this person's going to shoot up the place. And then my friends are like, this kid is all talk and no bite. Like, he's... They're like, please shut up and sit down. Which is nice. Because... They let me just, like, vent and then rant and then rave and then give me a juice box and then send me off to sulk in the corner. But, yeah, no. Like, so then, like, I've never, like, I don't think I'm an aggressive person. Like, I've never been the kind of person who's just going to start a fight just to start a fight unless I'm drunk and there was that one time at Village Inn. But that was something different and those people were being real shady. So that shit was warranted. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, I've, like, if not only for one reason, like, one time, have I ever really been the aggressor? But just because I'm a big talker, everyone's just like, oh, he's the aggressor. He's the crazy one. And I'm just like, literally, you guys could kick my ass right now. Like, I have no upper body strength. Like, I can't even tell my left from my right. Like, what the fuck? Apparently, I have something called, well, I don't know if I can say that word. Yeah, I'm just going to skip that comment. Anyways, so yeah. And this kid was always just there. Esteban was always just there. Always, well, for one, picking on me. He was like the older brother I never wanted. And he was just always there, feeding me, taking care of me, making sure I was staying out of trouble. Like, literally. And he was the only one that I was noticed. Like, he would notice when I was being sneaky. Because, okay, I'm not going to lie, I can be sneaky. And so usually people don't really pay attention to me, which is why I made this podcast, so I can feel like somebody's listening to me. But like, I kind of just fade off into the background, and especially when I want to be sneaky, like I don't want to draw attention to myself, especially if I'm going to cause some drama, like, or go do stuff I'm not going to go do, like supposed to be doing, like drinking before you turn 21. And he was always just like, he was, not that he was always watching me, but he was always watching out for me. And he was always just making sure that like I was taken care of and stuff. And he definitely was just one of the people that was just like, hey, just don't take shit from anyone, but also like, don't be an asshole. And never afraid to put me in my place. None of my friends are ever afraid to put me in my place. I hope that like, I'm not just like a horrible person where no one can ever tell me anything. I mean, but I feel like I've always been the kind of person where I may not like what you have to say, but as long as I feel like you're being honest with me, I'm gonna respect it. I may not like it, I may say some words back to you, but and especially if I feel like it's not coming out of a place of like ill intent or maliciousness. And he was always just like there to keep me humble, keep me on the straight and narrow, and like make sure I didn't die. Which I'm very grateful for, and wish we can spend more time together. But the life and times, man. And we never had a falling out. Like, oh my god, he would piss me off, and then I would forget about it. Like, literally. Because he's so annoying. Like, my friends think I'm annoying, but this guy is, like, 10 times worse. For one, before he even became a dad, he was already telling dad jokes. And he was, like, 25. Telling dad jokes. I was like, what are you doing? 20. Wait, I met him when I was 15, and he was, like, 5 years older than me. So he was, like, 20. And we met through the church. And he was telling dad jokes. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was the worst. Now I tell all the... And farting all the time. All the time. Literally so much farting. Like, just all the time. There literally wasn't a time where he wasn't farting. It was the worst. I hated him. That's how he would wake me up in the mornings, is by farting. It was the worst. And yeah, I don't know. We had a lot of good times. We got into a lot of different shenanigans. And I make it sound like as if we went like terrorizing the town, but in reality, we kind of just made stupid jokes. We've almost died together in a car. Well, that's kind of happened with all of my friends. Not at the same time, but in separate occasions where I've almost died. Like, I don't know. Are you really friends if you don't almost die in a car with somebody? Yeah. And 98% of me almost dying in a car is because Cindy likes to, like, scare us. Like, she likes to swerve. One time, she almost swerved into, like, an oncoming car. She was like, oh, I was in control. She almost killed us. Ryan was there. Cindy, you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this, you know what you done did, and I will never trust you again. That's a lie. Like, literally, Cindy does all the driving in the relationship because I just won't. God, all my friends drive. Because I refuse. Well, not that I refuse to drive. I just have a shitty car, and I'm embarrassed to take my friends in it. Because for one, I mean, the AC works. It just doesn't, I just need to add Freon. And then for two, like, it's a dumpster. Like, there's just nothing. So I couldn't fit my friends in it either way. So, yeah, there's that. And am I forgetting somebody? So I've mentioned Marissa, Cindy, LeVay, Daniel, Esteban. Somebody else? Who am I missing? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Adam, my friend. Love you. Don't let Ryan put you down. Just kidding. Of course, this person knows that I remember her. So this is my best friend, right? Well, I mean, all these people that I've mentioned are my best friends. Let me tell you about my best friend. I don't know if I sang that already on this podcast, and if I did, fuck off. We've been friends since basically freshman year of high school. We met through a mutual friend, Angie. I had her for Algebra 1, I think. And we were grouped together, and we would always, like, do our math. Like, I was, well, I would always copy Anjani's homework. Hi, Anjani, love you. Because I just, like, refused to do math, because math is from the devil, and it says so in Numbers, I think. That Numbers is a book in the Bible, if you didn't know that. Which, honestly, doesn't even really talk about Numbers. I don't know what Numbers talks about in the Bible. Though, I've read it twice. I should know. I don't quite remember. I think it talks about slavery. Is it talking about slavery in Numbers? Or is that Exodus? I don't know. Anyways, we'll go over a Bible lesson in one of these podcasts, just so I can feel smart about something. But yeah, so this is my best friend. So I met her like the last semester of freshman year, or the second semester of freshman year, I should say. And we had gym together. And so literally, Anjani had the same class. And so Anjani just walked up to me and poked me in the belly and was like, boop. And then I was like, oh, hey, friend, how you doing? And then we caught up and all this other stuff and, like, just walked away. And then, like, Ryan kind of just, like, was standing there following. And then, like, well, Ryan immediately started talking shit to me. And I was like, who the fuck? Who does she think she is? I think it might have been the other. I don't remember. Either way. Someone was talking shit. One of us was talking shit, and it was more than likely her, because, again, guys, I'm never the aggressor, okay? I'm a child of the Lord. I don't come for you unless you come for me. That's just, I think that's also a Bible verse. I don't know. Anyways, I'm just making up Bible verses. but yeah, so one of us just, like, we just started talking shit, and then, like, that was the start of a beautiful friendship. She hates me. Oh my God, she hates me so much because I'm so annoying. Like, I annoy her. And I know I annoy her. And I'm just like, hey, friend. And then, like, I just annoy her. I annoy her with my friendship. And then, like, I walk away. That's literally why she moved to Arizona, guys, because she hates me. and she was like, I can't take it anymore. As I still try to go visit. And every time she comes down, I never leave her side. Mostly because I have codependency issues and abandonment issues. So, thanks, Dad. Appreciate that one. For those of you who don't know, I never knew my father. God. Maybe I should see a therapist instead of doing this podcast. Anyways, yeah, so, and she's always been a ride or die, which I never necessarily understood either, because, like, this person could definitely have a better life without me. Like, Ryan could definitely, like, if I wasn't her friend, she could definitely become a millionaire. She was always the more responsible one of the group. Like, Cindy is the bad influence, obviously. I was a child of the Lord when I met both of these people, and they decided to corrupt me. They didn't even twist my arm. They were just like, hey, do you want a drink? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Yeah. And then so now I blame them as if they, like, peer pressured me into it, which they've never done. Like, they're always so respectful. but seriously though, Cindy is the bad, and no one ever believes me that Cindy's the bad influence in the group. And it's because it looks like she's 12. That's why. Well, it doesn't help that, like, Ryan just wears all black either. So, like, Cindy's kind of peppy and ditzy. So now everyone's like, who would follow that idiot? And then, like, Ryan's just like, well, I don't know. Ryan's pretty peppy. Not necessarily so ditzy. Very mean. Very mean. And the funny part is, like, I've never seen her be mean to any. Well, I mean, besides her boyfriend. Love you, Adam. Besides me, like, But she's nicer to her boyfriend than she is to me. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've known you long, which is understandable. I mean, I guess they're in love. I mean, not that I guess they're in love. They are in love. And I want to be her maid of honor at the wedding. So if y'all could hurry up on that, that'd be great. But yeah, so, like, literally, so I don't necessarily understand why she, like, has stuck around for so long, but she has. Mostly because she didn't think she had a choice. Mostly because I literally didn't go to any, for a while I didn't go to anybody else for my problems. But literally, like, this poor girl has seen me through some shit, let me tell you. I remember one time me and my mom had gotten into a fight, and I literally walked from my mom's house to her dad's house, And someone's like, oh, that's not bad. And I was like, LOL, from TA all the way to, like, the Field of Dreams. So that's, like, a 5.5 mile walk. And so I was just like, yeah. And she stayed on the phone with me the whole night while I was crying, making sure that I got to her house safely. And she's always just had, like, one of the most generous people I know. Literally so kind, so sweet. And it's so weird because I tell it, like, I make it sound like she's such a monster. I'm like, oh my God, she's such a bitch. But it's literally only to me, which is fun. Cause like literally I don't like compliments and I don't get along with people who are, I don't know. I don't trust people who are nice. I don't trust nice people or like just nice all the time. And Ryan, like, oh my God, she's such a good person. And so like kind-hearted and just a good, solid human being all around. If she made it into heaven instead of me, I'd get it. Like, I'd be like, okay, no, good one, Jesus. You're smart. But yeah, so she's just a good person and one of my favorite people. Because, like, literally, like, she just has always, again, just one of those things where I just don't necessarily understand as to why. Like, she could obviously have just been like, you know what, I don't think I can do this anymore. But she never has. Like, she has never come to me and been like, you know what, you are being, like, she was just like, this is too much for me right now. I can't handle it. Like, she, like, there has definitely been times where I've been, like, melodramatic and she's like, you're being too much. I can't handle this right now. But never once when I had come to her with, like, a serious issue where she was just like, I can't handle this. And so I have mad respect for this child. She's not a child. She's like a year younger than me. I'm like, I just have like so much respect for all of my friends. And like I said, like these people have, all these different aspects that I wish to aspire to have, that I just don't have, that I try and it just either doesn't work out or I forget. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to be a decent human being. And these people have stuck by me through thick and thin. So I just want to say thank you guys. And I love you guys and keep up the good work. Please continue to be happy. May your days be filled with joy and happiness. And you'll be hearing from me until the next mental breakdown. But I think that's all I have for today. I think I've hopefully, and again, like I said, if you didn't hear your name on this, it's probably not because, you know, it's not that we're not friends. It's just, for one, I wasn't sure how comfortable you would be with the whole me mentioning you. And so, yeah, so this is it. My name's Miguel. I'm Ben the Mexican, and eat your vegetables.